Hello, and welcome to the Fireborn Inspirations Life Devotional Series, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, as she shares her perspective and wisdom on an array of life-changing experiences which are designed to inspire your heart while often making you laugh, think, and or chuckle. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings and welcome to today's episode of Walking with an Apostle. My life devotional series, a storytelling of my life experiences with God, His Word, and His servant. Do you like being on time? Are you a person that likes to be on time? When you have to be there at 10 o'clock, you're there at like 10 to 10? Or are you a person that 10 after 10 is on time at 10? We all have different ways to deal with time, and we have different ways of looking at time. I am a timely person. If I, at all possible, I want to be there 5 minutes early than before I am needed. I think a lot of it came from my mother. My mother was a very timely person. And when you were ready to go somewhere, if you weren't ready, when she told you to be ready, she would leave you at home. So we learned you needed to be ready. If she told you to be downstairs at 11 o'clock, even as a little probably 5-6 years old, the older ones would keep the younger ones moving along because they knew they were responsible for getting that one downstairs at 11. All of you that came in multiple children families know what that's like. So as a person that appreciates being on time, I have to tell you that I've always been a little frustrated with people that were late. I just didn't get it. It's not like you didn't know you have to be there. I just didn't get it. I'm not talking about the occasional I had a flat tire or the baby threw up on me and I had to get changed. I'm talking about people that are habitually late. I just didn't get it. And God in His humor, I married one. My husband was late for everything. It was a standard joke in our family. And in fact, that his employer, he was supposed to start at 7:30. Well, after about the first 6 months, his boss called him in and said, "Okay, Charlie, your new start time is 8 o'clock because you never get here till 8 o'clock. Well, guess what? Then he arrived about 20 after 8. So his boss called him in and said, "We love your work. We want to keep you. So we're changing your working hours to 8:30. Now, you know what I'm going to tell you. He now arrived at work at 8:45. His boss said to me one day, I don't understand. And I looked at him and I said, "I've been married to him for over 10 years. You're talking to the wrong person because I don't understand." But it's how he was. And it didn't bother him when people were late. I share this because I want you to understand that in God, there are times that we are required to tarry somewhere, to wait. Tarrying and waiting are two totally different principles in God. Waiting is when we are in an active state of anticipation, continuing to do what we last heard from God until He speaks the next thing. It's not passive or standing in one place, just tapping your toe saying, "Okay, God, I'm ready." It is a joyful doing of our last instructions until. Tarrying is different, though. Tarrying is when we know what to do. We have all the information, but we are held back by God for His timing, for us to bring this about in the time that He has planned and desired so that we do not miss the next move of God. Tarrying is a slowing down, a halting of action, looking for that go in God. It's something that when I heard the concept through the servant of God, she taught about the difference of tarrying and waiting. My flesh was like, I don't know whether I could tarry. I don't know whether I could do that. I don't know whether I could wait somewhere knowing what I was to do, knowing how I was to do it, knowing where I was to do it, knowing why I was to do it, but couldn't go do it. Because God was going, just like He held a hand on me. He held me in place and said, "Just tarry here. Because I know you're ready, But the circumstances aren't ready. The situation isn't ready. And if you go ahead of my timing, you're not going to have the results you want. And as she taught this awesome difference between waiting and tarrying, I began to realize the power in that of the trust that God has in a servant of God that has mastered the tarrying. In walking with the apostle, I have seen God do that with her life. He has spoken something in her spirit and said, "This is what I want you to do." And everybody in her metro knows God is wanting her to do this. But in her, there's a holding, there's a halting. And she knows that. But in a graceful way, she just waits for God's unction to function, that go in God. I had a real difficult time on that when her and I first started being in ministry together, because we were usually on the same track as far as hearing from God the what, the where, and the how, but the when differed for us. And I realized when she was teaching that message, the big difference between waiting on God and tarrying for God. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work." That ye may always have sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work. You can have everything you need to do, what you need to do, but unless you have the go of God or that unction, you need to be still. You need to tarry. You need to wait. And that is difficult. That is really difficult. In my life, I've had to go through it from time to time, but most recently, I've experienced the tarrying of retirement. I'm of age to do it. I can get Social Security to do it. I know that I need to do it. God spoke I'll be doing it. But now I'm in that tarrying place of waiting for the go of God. I've had even people on my job say to me, "Are you going to retire? I think you're supposed to be retiring." And these aren't people trying to get rid of me. These are people going, "I think you're that's what God wants for you." And I say to them, Yeah, I will be. But I stopped trying to putting a date on it because I've realized God has other things that he is putting in motion. Now, this is something you need to understand, beloved. God is not just sitting back on a bench going, "Oh, I'm not going to let her do it yet. I just want to see how long she'll tarry. I'm checking her out." No, he is busy putting all things together for my good and for the good of his purposes. And he's just saying, "Just tarry. You know you will. You know how to do it. But just tarry." I find it so interesting. Now, in this time of tarrying, and please heed this and get the understanding, when people watch you tarry, they're going to try to make you feel condemned. I've had people say, "You're just too scared to walk away from the job. You're just too afraid. Or you just have too much of an ego to go and do that. You just don't want to give it up." But one of the fabulously amazing revelatory concepts that Apostle taught in that lesson was, if anyone tries to make you feel condemned while you're tarrying, you need to recognize it and you need to put distance between you and that person. Dust off your feet and pursue what God has told you to do in tarrying. And she gave two easy ways to know the difference of whether you're feeling conviction or condemnation. Number one is condemnation always makes you feel powerless. Conviction gives you the power to choose, knowing that God has an answer to the situation. Condemnation always comes to you with the punishment that's coming your way because you haven't done it. Example is, a person said to me, if you don't retire pretty soon, you know what's going to happen. You're going to end up getting sick and you're going to have to retire. I sat there and I like went, oh, okay. But what they were trying to do is make me feel like I was doing something wrong because I was tarrying and I was going to have something happen to me as a result. That's condemnation. But conviction comes with the hope of change and grace. So when you are hearing from the Lord to wait, know it's because He's wanting you to wait for further information on what to do. But He will have times in your life where He has you tarry, where you have all that you need to do. Maybe you're hearing that you're going to move. You know where, you know why. You even maybe have a job opportunity pending, but you just can't seem to move yet. He's saying, tarry with me because I'm going to do a greater thing if you'll tarry and not move until you get the unction from me to go. Or maybe you're looking to quit your job to start a business. Or maybe you're looking to help somebody do something that you know you have the ability to do. And God has spoken to you, but you are feeling that hesitation. I encourage you today, when you feel that, identify, am I waiting? Meaning, do I not have all the answers? Do I not have the equipment, the wherewithal? Or is He asking me to tarry because He knows I'm fully ready, but I'm waiting on that unction? The servant of God, Apostle Akins, does this seamlessly, does it so well after years and years of years of walking with the Lord and Him having her wait and Him having her terrier and Him having her to deal with all the repercussions of the people that don't understand. And I am blessed that I have been given the opportunity to watch this demonstrated with grace and total reliance on the Holy Spirit. I encourage you to believe that God, when He's ready, He can get His message to you. When He's ready for you to go do, He will give you the unction to do that. And don't move until you have it. Because whether you're tarrying or waiting, it's all on God. Until next time, remember, we craft our life and legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
Did you enjoy that? Well, we thought you would. We also invite you to check out more resources from Jane Babbage by logging onto the website at www.fireborninspirations.com or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, we say thanks again for listening and encourage you to continue to craft your life and legacy daily as it becometh you. This program is produced by Creative Impact, LLC, with all rights reserved.